Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today rejected placing any curbs on building homes for Jews around East Jerusalem. The project was announced during U.S. Vice President Joe Biden's visit to the region last week. Netanyahu made the remarks after Israeli media reported that U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton had demanded Israel cancel the project to build 1,600 settler homes. Meanwhile, Israel's ambassador to Washington was quoted today as saying that relations between Israel and the United States are at a 35-year low. Israeli lawyer Danny Seidman told us that tensions in Jerusalem are high, but there is also an opportunity for a breakthrough.
Well, I would say that these are not only the worst of times, but they're also the best of times. Because there's actually some uncustomary truth-telling going on concerning the future of the city. And we are witnessing, I think, two countervailing trends. Number one, we're seeing settlement activities, which are destabilizing the city. Things are extremely tense. There has already been violence, and I would not rule out the possibility of future violence. In addition to that, we have seen the more mundane terrestrial dimension of settlement expansion causing an international uproar, so much so that these are the kinds of things that can jeopardize the possibility of a political agreement in the future. But having said that, we are now in the middle of a great drama where the administration in Washington has told the Israeli government, we support you, the state of Israel, but we do not support your policies in Jerusalem. You're acting contrary to your own interests, contrary to the interests of the United States, and contrary to the interests of peace. And we're not going to continue continued bad behavior. I consider that to be an extremely positive development, absolutely critical to moving forward a credible political process.